When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Gary. Welcome to Gary the Squirrel's Broadcasting Boot Camp. Episode 1. Now look, I'm a broadcaster. I do podcasts. Comedians are nuts. I do all this stuff. But then I get all these people. Like, then they're always like, how do you do it, Gary? How do you do it? How can you, I be like you? And I decided at one point, I was like, I'm not telling you nothing. My secrets are my secrets. But then, I decided to share the wealth. By taking on some students and by telling the rest of you how to do it. So I got two new students here this week on the Broadcasting Boot Camp. They paid money. I'm not going to say how much. But they both want to learn secrets. And look, if there's what I'll say, I'm telling these guys a lot more than I'm doing now, on the air. I'm giving you guys, like, this is just like a hint at what they get. I'm putting these guys through the paces. They need it, too. Between you and me, they suck. So don't think that they're getting everything don't think you're getting everything they're getting. They're getting hours upon hours. Training. This is just a visit, a check-in, and if you're interested in it, you just write me on Twitter. Say you want to go to Gary the Squirrel's Broadcasting Boot Camp. Now, who do I have? My two students. What's this one guy's name? Let me see here. Jason. Which one's Jason?
That's me.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Gary.
And then the other guy, what's your name, Pat?
Pat.
Okay, we got Jason and Pat. Welcome to Gary the Squirrel's Broadcasting Boot Camp!
Thank you for having us.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Why am I here?
Why?
I need to learn more about broadcasting. I mean, the years that I've worked in radio, I feel that there's more that I can learn.
I didn't say why that. I asked why.
Why what?
Why are you not just taking the money and putting it towards something useful? Because you guys, I'm going to tell you straight up, the odds are you're not going to make it. One of the two of you here will never get behind a mic in a professional capacity, ever. There's two students right now. Each paid me $1,300. I wasn't supposed to say that. Each paid money. I'm telling you, one of you is not going to make it right off the bat. It's a hard business.
Do you already have an idea of which one?
Did I talk to you? Did I tell you to talk?
No, I'm sorry.
It's a boot camp.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir either. You can call me Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Your check cleared. If it's still pending, then yeah, it's sir. But the check's cleared. You can both call me Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Nope. Not nuts about you. You're talking way too much. Very suspicious of you, Jason. Now, Pat.
Yes, Gary.
You want to be a broadcaster?
Yes.
What makes you think that you have anything special to bring to broadcasting?
Well, I think I can make people laugh once in a while, and I can relate to people sometimes.
Make me laugh right now!
Okay. Gary, what do you call... No, let me start again. Can I start again?
Oh, boy!
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, that's always how it goes on the mic. Yeah, wait, can I what? Wait, no, I'm going to start again. You hear Scott Shannon do that!
Scott Shannon, is he still around?
He's on CBS FM!
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I thought he was on PLJ.
Lesson one. Know the biz. Know the biz.
You're right. You're right.
So go ahead and make me laugh.
Okay. Gary. How do you make a tissue dance?
I don't know. How do you make a tissue dance?
You put a little boogie in it.
Oh, boy. All right. You're going to need a writer. You're not good with the writing of comedy. And some people aren't good with it. Don't worry. Some people are good presenters. And other people are good writers. And I'm being nice because, again, the check's cleared.
Okay, good.
So I have to remind myself of that. Jason.
Yes.
What would you like to do in broadcasting?
I think I would probably like to host a talk show.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've done talk radio.
Ask me a question. Interview me right now.
Okay. So, Gary, how are you dealing with the current election?
How am I dealing with the current election?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
What are your thoughts on the current election? We're down to two candidates now. Where do you think we're going towards in November?
Toward an election. Where do you think we're
That's
going?
It.
There's going to be conventions.
Yeah.
Debates. Then an election. I don't know who's going to win. If I had a crystal ball, I wouldn't be running this low rent school. If I could see into the future.
Do you have a preference?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, then who is the candidate that you're looking forward to?
Oh, my God, is this boring! Next question. Well, first of all,
okay.
Knock off the fake radio voice.
This is my voice. This is it.
Go lower with the voice.
Go lower? So more like
take
this.
Take the gloss off of it.
So more like this.
Talk like a normal person.
I'm talking like a normal person. This is
hey,
it.
It's me.
No, this is all.
Hey,
this
it's
is
me,
my voice.
Jason.
If I ran into you in a grocery store, Gary, this is how we would speak.
If I ran into you at a grocery store, I'd ask the manager. I'd make sure they were rolling security footage.
That's fair.
Hey, it's me, Jason. Stop the fake voice!
Okay.
Rule number one!
Okay.
It's fake! Get me mad!
Oh my gosh.
He just threw a ball at me. Okay, so this is the real voice then. Does this work?
It's closer.
It's closer, okay.
Hey, it's me.
Okay, this is my voice. Okay.
All right.
This is how Jason Gore speaks.
Annunciation.
Okay.
I want you to read read that.
Okay.
Read the back of it. It's an Under the Dome card.
Big Jim confronts Ollie over his water. Ollie refuses to give the town any water, but until Big Jim agrees...
You said water differently. You said water, and then you said water. Which one is it?
Water.
Start over.
Big Jim confronts Ollie over his water. Ollie refuses to give the town any water until Big Jim agrees to provide Ollie with the propane he needs to run his irrigation pumps. Alice takes a turn for the worse as the supply of insulin has run out at Chester's Mill.
Why are you laughing? It's Under the Dome! It's not a comedy! You think Stephen King, if he hears this, he's gonna flip out! If he swings by the audio session for the trading cards! And this is what he hears. Hey, give me the card.
Okay.
You're terrible.
There you go. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Unique New York. Unique New York. Gonna loosen up your instrument.
Gotcha.
First of all, you didn't read the title. Season 1, Episode 6. The Endless Thirst! Big Jim confronts Ollie, not Allie, or who could tell what you were saying, over his water. Ollie refuses to give the town any water until Big Jim agrees to provide Ollie with the propane he needs to run his irrigation pumps. Alice takes a turn for the worse as the supply of insulin has run out in Chester's Mill. Nori convinces Joe that they need to find out who has the insulin and steal it to save her mom. Drama!
That's what I... Wow. That's one
you
thing
are
I...
missing drama!
Yeah, yeah. Completely. That's right, really...
Pat? That was worth half the money right there.
Drama!
I know. I felt that.
You were reading a phone book!
Yeah.
You might as well have been reading a phone book.
Like a pharmaceutical ad.
I'm charging you an extra $100.
Okay, that's fair.
Where's your checkbook?
I'm writing it out right now.
You better. Make this one the cash. Look, if you've got... And look, it's $100 for a check, but $80 if you've got actual cash.
Is that a traveler's check?
It's just a regular cash, okay. So it's going to be 100.
Pat.
Yes, Gary.
Part of being a broadcaster is being able to talk freely about a subject. I want you to talk freely about women's golf for the next 2 hours.
All right. Buckle up, guys.
And if you stumble, you owe me another $12. 12.
Okay.
For each time you mess up, $12. Go.
Women's golf, where to begin? I don't even think you can stop a moment in time and think not on one perfect game, and it was about 3 years ago. You all know what I'm talking about. This was the match to end all matches. It happened in San Diego, California. This was the women's golf final. They call it the final in women's golf. I don't know if you guys know that, but I've been immersed in this subject for so long that I can tell you women's golf comes down to this final game. Now, who was at the top of this game? A woman by the name of Wendy Shilvaki. It is not who you would think it is, because Jason...
I'm going to stop you there.
Yes.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Was any of that true?
Not a word.
Oh, I am impressed.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. You're doing all right, Pat.
All right.
You not so much. Maybe you're just a straight-up announcer type. You can't shake the phony baloney voice.
I have a real voice. This is my real voice, Gary.
Then sell me on the thing.
Okay.
Do a product right now for... ice cube trays!
So you want me to do a commercial or just sell you on them?
A commercial.
A commercial. Okay. Ever feel that it's difficult to make ice? Ever feel that?
I'm going to stop you right there. It's a good start, but yeah. You should probably go with the, are you tired? Okay, try that.
Are you tired of just making one cube at a time?
Wait, what kind of ice cube tray? Go ahead, never mind, go ahead.
Would you like to make more cubes all at once? Introducing the ice cube tray. That's it. That's all they paid for.
He did create a problem that didn't exist, yeah. Which is a key to those ads.
All right, Pat. First of all, I'm the teacher. Not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Always go to the... Are you tired? It works.
It does work. I felt that. I did feel it.
It's a good note.
Yeah. It's a great note.
Word game.
Okay.
This is what I call word ping pong.
Okay.
You're each going to tell a story one word at a time, alternating. But you've got to do it in a different voice each time.
Okay.
Because versatility is important in broadcasting. Starting with Pat.
Okay.
Go.
Go what? I thought you were going to say a word and we had to...
No, you have to say a word and then I say a word.
Oh.
And we build a story. It's story
okay.
building.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hop.
In.
A car.
That's two words, but...
And?
We.
Different voice!
Oh.
Drive.
Two.
A?
Bridge.
Where?
The.
Octopus
went
to
its
death,
but
we
also
enjoyed
the
death
of
the...
Hold on, hold on. I think that you both suck!
Yeah.
I know. I feel like I should write another check.
That wasn't on the syllabus. He tricked us again.
I know that's
tricked gonna be... Tricked again. You're going to use the time again to be crying to the program director. You tricked me! And then now I'm at this or that. Meanwhile, you got the big concert, the Maroon 5 show. No one knows where it is because you got tricked and gave the wrong information out.
He's right.
Next thing you know, everybody, you'd be the guy who'd give that Blimp Biscuit stuff out. The poor owner of that gas station. He didn't ask for that. A top-notch broadcaster would have caught that.
Somebody got fired that day.
Yeah,
rightfully so. All right. What time is it?
12:31.
Yeah, 12:32.
How much have I talked?
About 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough free info. Now again, these are my two students, Jason and Pat. You guys are all right, I'm going to say it. You're all right. You're trying.
Thank
you're
trying. You, Gary.
Thank you.
Look, you're both terrible. I wouldn't hire you guys to empty garbage cans at a radio station. I wouldn't hire you to listen to a radio station. You'd probably do that wrong.
But.
I.
Will.
Do.
Better.
Next.
Time.
Very good, very good. I gotta say, I'm hearing the results. Screaming at you. But I do it with kindness.
It felt like that. It did.
Gary, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are we going to be able to get your email and contact after this to keep in touch after the boot camp's over?
No. After class 3.
But our fee covers all of that, right?
Yeah, I'll throw in the email address.
It's not going to cost any more.
It's not going to cost any more. What is that voice?
It's not going to cost any more?
This is what I want you to say with that voice.
I did the real voice.
No, this is it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. And then just listen. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
My name's Jason.
My name's Jason.
And at one point, I was on the path to be a top-notch broadcaster. But. If you notice. I'm doing a phony baloney voice. And that's why.
I am a broadcaster.
At this grocery store. And. Apples.
Are on sale.
And. If you vomit. I will clean it up. Not bad.
Thank you.
Bad.
Thank you, Gary.
Pat?
Yes, Gary.
I'll see you next week.
All right.
Jason?
Yes, Gary?
You can come back. I'll see you next week, too.
Oh, good. Good.
Thus concludes episode 1 of Gary the Squirrels Broadcasting Boot Camp! Why isn't it playing? Oh, there it is. Gary the Squirrels Broadcasting Boot Camp is a for-profit organization. The license for the school is in Guam. And for more information, go to @GaryTheSquirrel on Twitter. That's our school's website. It's my Twitter account. See you next week, Gary the Squirrels, Broadcasting Boot Camp!